Now, to this point, when we wanted to invoke our Say Hello activity, we used a class called Workflow Invoker. And workflowinvoker.invoke just treats our activity like a synchronous method call. It just calls it, returns the data. It's really simple, but it has some restrictions. Because of the way it operates, it doesn't allow workflows that use messaging activities or workflows that need to set a bookmark because they need some data and resume later, can support things that use timers, for example. So if we want to use more advanced kind of workflows, we're going to have to use a more advanced hosting class. And that brings us to the workflow application class. This class is really designed for cases where you have a workflow that wants to do some more complex things, not really messaging activities. Those are handled by another class called Workflow Service Host. But if I wanted to have an application, maybe a WPF application that uses a workflow and can communicate with the workflow, maybe support things like a progress bar, stopping, starting things, then in that case, I'm going to need workflow application. To make this simple, we have added a couple of requirements to our Say Hello activity. Here's the two requirements. First of all, we're going to return a personalized greeting. We've already done that code. Secondly, we're going to generate that greeting on a background thread. Now, let's imagine that we had to call a web service, some kind of very slow thing to generate the greeting. So whatever the case might be, we might have a lot of reasons why, but we want to generate it on a background thread. Now, we're going to do something here where we're going to modify our activity to tell us what thread it is invoked on by sending an out argument. Normally, when you're writing activities, or any code for that matter, it's kind of frowned upon to do special things in your code just for the purposes of testing it. There are ways in which we could detect what happened with our workflow, but they're a little more advanced. And so to keep this exercise very simple, we're going to just modify our workflow so that it tells us what thread the activity was invoked on. First of all, we're going to write a test to verify that our greeting was generated on a background thread. Of course, the test will fail because it's not. Then we're going to modify our Say Hello activity so it can tell us what thread it was invoked on. And then we're going to modify our test to use the Workflow Application class. Now, really, our activity doesn't care how it was invoked, Workflow Invoker or Workflow Application. So, really, there's a sense in which we're just modifying the way the test invokes it to get to observe the correct behavior. So, we're kind of learning about the Workflow Application by doing that. And then we're going to modify our host application, the generate greeting method we created earlier, so that it uses Workflow Application, and then it will generate the greeting on the background thread. When we verify this whole thing, we're going to do the same process where we verify the unit tests are passing and verify the console application. First thing we're going to do is update our Say Hello test so that we can do some work with threads and see that our activities invoked on a background thread. And we're going to need this using system threading, so I'll copy that on there. And then we're going to modify, we're going to actually add a new test called should run activity on background thread. Now let's paste this in here and then we'll see what's going on. So here's our test, should run activity on background thread. Now for now, we're going to use Workflow Invoker because the first thing we want to do is just run this test and see it fail. Okay, because Workflow Invoker is not going to invoke it on a background thread. So what we're going to do is assert that we're getting an argument out of our Say Hello activity called activity thread. First thing I'm going to do is, of course, get the out argument, and then I'll verify it's an int32. I'll cast it, I'll write some information into the test context, then I'll assert that the value we got is a legal value for a thread, it's greater than zero. Also, that it's not the same thread that our test is running on currently. All right, now let's run all of our tests and see what happens. Yes, we see that it failed because our Say Hello activity is not returning an out argument named activity thread. So what we want to do now is go on to task 2. So we're going to modify the Say Hello activity to give it that out argument. Okay, so if we come here to arguments, we're going to add a new argument named activity thread. This will be an out argument, and the type will be int 32. Now, we got a little problem here. And the problem is, if I look at the toolbox, and I know I need to assign a value to my out argument, if I try to drop it here, I get the "you can't drop this here" thing. Now, what's going on? Well, what's going on is that our activity really only allows one thing at a time out here. It contains a body, but it can only be one activity. And currently, we're holding that spot with this assign activity. So we need a different kind of activity. So what I'm going to do here is cut this activity, and then we'll drop a sequence out here. Now, the sequence allows me to put more than one thing in it, and that's what we're going to do. So now I can paste that first one back. There's our greeting. And then we need another assign activity. And, of course, I covered all of this in the guidance here. So, first thing we're going to do, though, is add the system threading namespace. Okay, so we'll put system.threading. Now, in Visual Basic, there's no using statement. It's imports. Okay, so I'm doing the import into the workflow. The set of references that the workflow has are not necessarily the same set that the CS project has. All right, so I've got that in the namespace. Now I can assign to the activity thread, and we're going to use thread.currentThread.manageThreadID. So now we've assigned the thread that our activity is executing on to this out argument. Yes, I know. It's weird doing this because we're only using that for test purposes. Live with it. All right. So let's run the test. And we'll see what happens now. We see that it failed. Okay, now it's saying we expected any value but 30, but that's the value we got, which means that we weren't invoked on a background thread. So in fact, if I open this up here, you see the activity was not invoked on a background thread. We see the test thread and the activity thread there. Okay, so that's good. That's what we wanted to see. That means our test is detecting the thread. And we can tell that it was not invoked on a background thread. So let's move to the next task. And the next task is, now we want to make that test pass. And actually, this is a little weird also, because it really doesn't have anything to do with our activity. Our activity will happily be invoked on any thread. What matters is the way we invoke the activity. And that is actually in our test code. So we'll go back to our Say Hello test, and we're going to modify our test to use the Workflow Application class. So let's do this. Let's paste that in, and then we'll walk through the differences. The first thing we do here is we're going to need an auto reset event, because now we've got two threads going on, a test thread and an activity thread. And then to capture the output, we have to do it a little bit differently. So I've declared an iDictionary of String object here called output. And then I use the Workflow Application class. So I new up a Workflow Application, and I'm going to pass in the activity the same way, initialize the same way here. But here's how I capture the output. So I have to declare a delegate that will be invoked when the workflow completes. This is an action of T delegate, so it receives a type called workflow application completed event args, okay? And that type contains a bunch of stuff, but the main thing we want here is the output collection. When the workflow completes, we're going to signal the test thread that the workflow is completed. So now when we come down here and say workflow app run, that spins up a workflow activity on a background thread. And so this thread will happily continue on to the next thing. So first thing I want to do is wait for that completed event. And it's a good idea when testing not to wait forever. So what I do is I wait for 1 second. That should be plenty of time for this thing to complete. And completed event, wait one, will return false if it times out. So I do assert is true. If it returns false, then I know that something was wrong in the activity and it timed out, so my test will fail. Then the rest of this is the same as what we had before. Okay, so let's go on to task 4. Now in this task, we're going to modify our generate greeting code to do the same thing. So we're going to do some changes here in Program CS. So we're going to need a couple of things here in the using. Okay, and then we're going to modify generate greeting. So let's come down and take this simple one out. And yes, it's a little more complicated, but life always gets harder when you use multiple threads. That's just the way it is. This is just like the test code that we did before, except for now I have a little if statement to see if the thing timed out. Now let's verify this. So the first thing we want to do is make sure all of our unit tests are passing. So let's run them. Yes, they're passing. That's goodness. All right, and then the next thing, we want to make sure that our console app is working. So let's run it in debugger. And I'm going to enter my name here, Ron. Yes, I see that it's working. Both of them are working. That's great. And that is the end of exercise 6.